You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. We're going to start right into things. We have a special performance from the Sea Navy. This song is called Under Protest.
Think that my body has adjusted, but my mind and attitude ain't changed. Just a city kid who's wrapped too tight to notice that the streets have all changed. I know where I hang my head at night, but I'm not sure it really has a name. I shudder to think that this is home, and I hope this isn't how it ends. 'Cause I'm so tired of waking up and giving in. Well, I'm so tired of waking up. Giving in. The fact that the city was built on to protest, and the fact that the city then burned down. The irony is not lost on me after the summer, after all the fires. I'm not sure if this is worth fighting for anymore. My hands are tied and my lips are bound, and my mouth is full of all these sounds. But I'm so tired of waking up and giving in. But I'm so tired of waking up and giving in. I think that my body has adjusted, but my mind and attitude ain't changed. Just a city kid who's locked too tight to notice that the streets have all changed.
That was awesome. Well done, Mr. Cox.
Thank you very much.
So I should introduce you.
Okay.
This is Jay Cox. You perform under the name The Sea Navy.
Correct.
And you should introduce us.
Oh, right. I'm Megan Sealing, and that's Ari Spool.
Yeah, we're the world's hyperest blondes today.
It's true. People already know who we are, though, because we're famous.
Yeah, totally. So, and narcissistic.
It's true. So welcome to the very professional studios of Setlist.
Very impressed. Thank you
And
very
thank
much.
You so much for coming.
Do you like your gold throne?
I do. It's a little scratchy. I didn't know gold could be scratchy, but it's a little scratchy.
It's just worn. So we've played the Sea Navy on Setlist before. I'm a big fan. You have some obvious, like, same sort of sound, like pop melodies as like Ted Leo and like some bright stuff like that. How long have you been playing, though? Because you've been in town for a while.
I lived in Seattle 4 years. So I've been playing Seattle the last 3 years, but probably for the last, like, 14 years I've been playing music.
Okay.
And I was in a band in Boston and all right. did all that stuff.
And you perform here solo and with a band, right? Is the Sea Navy a band?
It is a full, live, thriving, three-human band.
Okay.
But I started in Seattle with just a CD player with pre-recorded drums on it, because I didn't know anyone in town. And then I played Numo's opening for said Ted Leo with just a CD of pre-recorded drums and a guitar, and that was my introduction to Seattle.
How'd that go?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
The place was packed by the time I went on, and the CD didn't skip, which I was really worried about that. So, but the drummer was on time because it was a CD.
Right,
so
right.
Everyone showed up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know the drill here, people. We go through the Strangers Bands page at www.thestranger.com/bands, and we look and see who's playing shows. And then, obviously, we have some live musical guests. And so this week, Miss Spool picked the list of songs.
Oh my god, it was so hard to pick this week. It was unbelievable. There are definitely at least 20 more songs that I could have picked, but it's so...
We don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that. You don't have time for that. It's so crowded in the live music, like local music scene right now because it's January. There's no tours, but you should still go out. This is the best time to see the best local bands in Seattle. And we should just get right into it. The first band we're going to play today is The Hands. They're playing at the Comet Friday with The Nast, The Fucking Eagles, Brandon Daniels, and Everybody Gets Laid, all of which have bands pages, so you can go check them out and listen to every single band that's playing that show before you go. So, you know, try before you buy.
And the Hands have a new record coming out soon.
And everyone's super excited. And it's supposed to be, like, really expanded and a lot lusher than this track we have here. I hope that they update their band's page soon because we cannot wait to hear new tracks from them.
Right.
They're supposed to be so good.
They're rock and roll goodness.
This song's called Lies, Lies, Lies.
Yeah.
That was Taco Cat. That song's called UTI, as I'm sure you inferred from those amazing lyrics. That is one of the funniest songs. I love that song so much. And Taco Cat is a local band that's been around for a little while, but they're new to Setlist. We're really excited to be able to play
them.
They
just created their bands page.
They sure did, so. And we jumped on it because we're on it and we pay attention.
And we like songs about urinary tract infections.
That's what I thought I was going to ask. I was going to wait till maybe someone said that's what it was, but I was like, that's a really creative way to name a song urinary tract infection.
It's really, but that's what it's about.
Do they have like an answer song for like the cures or like this?
Well,
is
it's
the
about cranberry juice and drinking and taking cranberry pills.
Amoxicillin.
Honestly, just stay. It's lady problems, that's and cool. Like you don't want to know.
Nope.
My favorite lyric. I had to pee, but that was a lie. UTI. That song is so good.
We love Taco Cat.
Oh, my God. They're playing at the Funhouse on Friday with Das Llamas and the Strap Straps. And that is going to be a party.
Yeah, that'll be a fun show.
Wear your sparkly tights. And speaking of the Funhouse.
Is this the official Funhouse podcast?
Right,
this
exactly.
This
is the official Funhouse podcast right now because...
Speaking of party bands.
They're killing it this weekend. At Saturday. Friday, they got Taco Cat, Das Llamas, and Strap Straps. Saturday, they've got Part Man, Part Horse, Pleasure Boaters, and Bird Language, which is, like, also a really amazing, fun show. And Part Man, Part Horse are also recording new songs, and they put some of them up on Set List. So we've got a new song for you today. It's called At the Mall, and it is awesome.
Yes, I met you at the mall over coffee and a cinnamon roll. As I recall, we took a walk down to the Camelot to Stop and Shop. Orange flip-flops, padded bras, dragon's teardrops, overalls, strawberry Julius, twas the month. This ain't the mall, so why you frontin'? Yes, I met you at the mall, 1980, 4 foot tall. Hot, hot bodies on the beach to watch, and all I wore was a jet black swatch. I got it at the mall, Egyptian lover, Curtis Blow. I jacked a tape, and I got caught. And I jammed that door so loud it woke up the block. And I got it at the mall.
sad September. I get home, I'm all alone. I leaned on you too much in the spring and summer months. How was I to know that you pulled the rug right from under my nose? Every time that I get excited. Old enough to know that this happens every year. I give them all my hope and all I get are tears. Boston knows, Chicago did, Seattle only hopes. What it means to have spring back again. How was I to know?
That was the second song by Mr. Jay Cox, who performs under the name Sea Navy around Seattle. The song was called What Curse?
Yes.
And you are our special live guest.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now. You released a record last year. So what's the future hold?
Well, we have 11 songs to go. We're going to start recording in the next month or two.
Nice.
And we've had the same lineup for the last couple months, so that helps.
Feeling nice and sturdy.
Feel a little sturdy. Got our sea legs, no pun intended. But we have like 10, 11 songs. We're going to start recording very soon, and I'm super psyched.
Yeah.
Because last record was just me and then people coming and playing instruments. Not necessarily all at the same time, so
right.
It's nice that everyone can do it at the same time.
Is the sound more of like this really nice, bright, catchy pop? Are you experimenting more with different sounds? Or
well, since I listened to last week's set list and the Fleet Foxes or Band of Horses were the adjectives, it sounds nothing like either of those two bands. Pretty much more of the same, but louder, brighter, catchier, faster.
So you're not going to go with the trend of 2008. You're going to sprawl away from the alt country
hymnal,
right?
Nope, not going to continue writing the songs I know how to write.
We love the Fleet Foxes, though.
It's true.
As do I. That wasn't a slight. It was an in-joke for all the listeners that listened last week.
So, and before Jay played a What Curse, we should also point out...
That was my ode to the Mariners, by the way.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Are you a big Mariners fan?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm a huge Red Sox fan, but since I live here and I can actually afford to buy a ticket for a baseball game, I became a Mariners fan. So as long as they don't trade away the whole team in the next 26 days, I'll still be a Mariners fan.
We'll have to watch the calendar, though,
because
bad things could happen.
Yeah.
But so the Wiener was played before the Sea Navy.
I think a Ween cover band is a genius idea. I think there should be more than one Ween cover band.
And Ari is the set list resident Ween fan, and we find out Jay Cox is as well.
New Hope's finest.
And our producer Nancy.
God, I'm outnumbered. And that was a cover of the Ween song Spinal Meningitis.
Which is the best song to listen to if you ever decide to huff gasoline, as in this week's feature in The Stranger. Which I believe it was written while huffing gasoline. That's pretty...
I think all their songs are written while huffing gasoline.
Yeah, they are big huffers.
Either eating sandwiches, which in New Hope has the world's largest sandwiches, eating mushrooms, or, huffing gas. I think they do those three things really well.
Yeah. Do you find those things inspiring when you write your songs? I don't really hear the gas huffing in
No,
your
I'm
songs,
not going to lie to you. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to lie. No. Except the sandwiches part.
Right.
Yeah. Ween does it so well that they really don't leave room for anyone else to do that. So
it's true.
Gonna let them have it.
They've covered a lot of ground.
Yes.
I don't know if Wiener can cover the same amount of ground, but I hope so.
And we'll find out at the Blue Moon. They're playing Saturday night, we should say.
Yeah.
With Mean Recess.
And Blue Moon show's always free, so if you're feeling a little apprehensive, at least you didn't lose any money.
And a great thing about the Blue Moon shows, they're always free, but then also the booker there, Jason Josephs, is doing this thing where he reviews every single show that happens at the venue, whether it be about the bands or about the crowd that showed up. Like, he'll...
So
whatever
be weird,
he feels
and then
like,
he'll blog about you.
Right. So whatever he feels like writing about, he has a blog, and you can get to it. There's a link online out, I believe, but then he's a regular commenter on Line Out.
So then if you go to the show and see a band, then you become famous and not the band?
I don't know. Well, if you do something bizarre, You could just like do somersaults.
Blue
for the
Moon,
entire time.
Bizarre, free show, alcohol. It's all there for you.
Ween covers.
It's all about. Exactly. That's what Theodore Ruffke would have wanted. Anyways, let's move on, shall we?
This is another new band. I know. New to set list, and you are stoked about this one, Miss Spool.
I am so stoked on this band. This is a new band for me. I have never listened to them before, and I found them today in the band's pages. It was really exciting because they're awesome. They're called Lonesome Roads and the Good Company, and Rhodes is spelled like Rhodes the piano, not Rhodes that you drive down.
Right.
And they're playing at the Comet Sunday with Dame Satan and Husbands Love Your Wives, which is another local, like, new local favorite that everyone's, like, really up on
right now. We're playing with them in the Mars Bar beginning of February.
Nice. Oh, awesome. Do you know the date for that? Just beginning of February?
Friday, February 8th.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sea Navy, Husband Loves Your Wives.
Yeah.
Husbands Love Your Wives.
It's a very, it's one of those comma names, makes me upset, but she's got such a pretty voice. It's like a wonderful, I don't know. We need to get her to have a band's page. Hey, okay. Jamie, come on. Jamie Spice. Anyways, but I'm so into Lonesome Roads and The Good Company. I mean, you guys should just listen to it. This song is really fun. It's really cheerful for a gray day, and it's just like you can tell everyone in the band is just like having a good time and whooping it up in the background. This song's called Oh Sweet Death. Don't let the name fool you. It's really great.
Since you put take a trip down.
That was The Resets. They're this week's band of the week. The song is called Downtown. You can go to lionout.thestranger.com to read the little blurb that they have in this week's paper. And then you can also, of course, visit their page on the band page to hear more songs, see pictures, bios, all that good stuff.
There's a fat man with his shirt off in their picture.
That's hot.
Hey, girl. before that was The Intelligence. That song's called Dating Cops, and I love that song. It's so fun to see live when they go, woo, 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 woo. It's so good. They're playing on Numa Sunday with Dan Deacon and Twin. And congratulations to The Intelligence. They got a really super-duper positive review on Pitchfork this week. They got a 7.2, which for Pitchfork is, really good.
Good job.
And it's about time, because I think they are just one of the most standout local bands. They're so fun to see. And
so should they change name to Dating Pitchfork instead of Dating Cops?
Ha ha.
So they dated the cops, get a show at the Sunset, and they did.
Zing!
And we're back!
We totally... So we're about to wrap things up. We have one more song here from the Sea Navy. But first, so you have the show on February 8th at Cafe Venus.
Yes.
Are there any other upcoming shows that people can look forward to?
2 weeks after that at the High Dive.
Okay.
Very psyched about that.
Do you know who else is on the bill? It doesn't matter.
Ghost Stories?
Oh, they're good.
Ghost Wars or Ghost Stories?
Ghost Stories.
That's it, yeah.
That's another. They sent me actually a little mini disc. It's one of the little 3-inch CDs.
I think it's their record release, too.
Okay, because, this was sometime last year, and it was like an EP sort of thing. So that'll be exciting to see what they're up to.
Totally.
So awesome. So you have 2 shows in February.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you have songs on the Strangers Bands page that people can listen to. You have the record out. Where can people find it?
iTunes.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Corporate.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, it is.
And then this song, you should tell us a little bit about this next song that we're going to end on that you're about to play.
This is a set list exclusive.
It's called, we're going to have to use that as a soundboard.
Yeah. I wrote it especially for this. And it's called Crane City. And since every day I read The Stranger online or The Stranger in paper version, something else I like about Seattle. There aren't a lot of things, but the things I like are closing. Certain restaurants, certain
possible cafes named after alligator type creatures.
Or yes.
Minnie's is gone. The Fun Forest is going.
The Globe, the Fun Globe. Forest,
Sunset Bowl,
Sonic Boom in Fremont.
Right.
Sunset Bowl, the Sonics. Yeah, it's pretty much covers.
Yeah, it's making Seattle sound really drab.
But yeah, I wrote it for today. It's Crane City. It's about the current state of Seattle.
Awesome. Well, and thank you so much, we should say, for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Before you play your song.
Best lunch break ever.
You are. You're literally on a lunch break.
I am technically and literally, yes, on a lunch break, yes.
That is awesome. If you guys have anything you want to tell us, you can always email me or Megan. Or if you want to say anything to Jay, we'll forward it on to him. Email us, setlist@thestranger.com, read lineout.thestranger.com. And check out the Strangers Bands page at stranger.com/bands.
Right. So this is the Sea Navy. The song is called Crane City.
Everything I love is closing. What am I to do in this? I used to go to breakfast there with friends from out of town. I used to ride the Ferris wheel on dates from time to time. I've seen the show, I've been on stage, the shame is all gone now. Well, everything I love is closing. What am I to do in this city? I've cheered them on and on from the cheapest seats around. I've sung off key, I've fallen down in every lane they have. I've bought my records there while on my 9-to-5. Everything I love is closing. What am I to do in this city? Frank and Jack and Susie, Janet, Steve and Cliff, Mark, Diane, and Danny, Sam, Jonah, and Anne.
I love is closing. What am I supposed to do in this city?